Lekuta Sichas Chelek Yud Parsha Vayechi Sicha Aleph. Kveik Rushas Meir Chami Admo Sipa, the Friedrich Rebbe related that B'yeis HaTzemach Tzedek Yeled V'lomad HaSakos Vayechi Yaakov Etz Mitzrayim Shves Rishana, when the Tzemach Tzedek was a child and he was learning the Pasuk, and Yaakov lived in the Eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Mitzrayim, for 17 years. Tirgim LeMeirei, his teacher explained it to him, al pi pirush haBalaturim, according to the interpretation of the Balaturim, shes yud zayin shnoisav hamuvchores, that the 17 best years of Yaakov's life, chai Yaakov in Mitzrayim, he lived, were those that he lived in Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu geleb de zibitzen beste yoren in Mitzrayim, that Yaakov Avinu lived the 17 best years of his life in Mitzrayim. Kishabo habaisa, when he came home from Cheder, shol ziknei murazokin, he asked his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, hayitochen sheYaakov Avinu bechir haavas, how could it be that Yaakov Avinu, who was the chosen of all the avas, even how could it be that he should live his 17 best years living in Mitzrayim, which was the lowest of all the countries? How could that be his 17 best years? Vayaneu ad morazokin, so the Alter Rebbe answered, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ves Yehuda sholach lefanov el Yosef, that he sent, Yaakov sent Yehuda ahead of him to Yosef, Lahiris Lefanim Goshen, to teach him or to show him, to guide him about Goshen. The Isa B'Medrash, the Medrash says in regards to this Pasuk, Muva B'Rashi, and Rashi also brings this Medrash, Amar Rav Nechemya, that Rav Nechemya said, Lahaskin Le Beis Talmud, to establish a school, a place of study. That over there they should study Torah, and that the Shvatim should be diligently studying Torah. And that's what Lahiris Lefanav Goshna means, that when you learn Torah you become closer to Hashem. And therefore there was also Vaychi, Gelept, also in Mitzrayim, as men learn Torah, vert men nenta zum Eibishter Baruch Hu. He said in Yiddish that when you learn Torah, you become closer to the Eibishter. Un euch in Mitzrayim is given by Chi gelebt. So therefore, also in Mitzrayim was by Chi, there was a life, spiritual life. That's the story. Sipurei Rabbi Seinu Nesiyenu Bechlal, all stories of the Rabbeim in general, certainly the ones that they were told to us, in other words, that they should be publicized amongst the people, are very particular and specific, as we know that even in every detail it's very specific, both in regards to understanding what the message of the story is, shekol prat negeya messiah lavonis klolus inyone, that every detail that is related about the story is important to the general theme of the story. And not only that, behem b'shaychus la musa haskel shva sipur. So I skipped ahead to the musa haskel. The first point was not the message of the story, but the theme of the story. And also in regards to the lesson of the story, shebechol prat tmuna hayro ba'avedas Hashem, that in every detail of the story there is another message as well in the service of Hashem. V'chinu gam benidin nidan, so also in our case, kol gam shailos tzemach tzedek, including also the question of the tzemach tzedek, ki av shashaila bi'aldusay, that even though the tzemach tzedek asked it when he was a mere child, since also the question of the Tzemach Tzedek is part of the story as told by the Rabbeim, told to us by the Rabbeim, so therefore even in the question there is a lot of meaning, and therefore also it carries a lesson in avodas ha'adam in a person's service of Hashem, befrat al pi maimer Razal, especially based on what we know from the Razal, butzim, the katfin yediya, that even when they're small, they also already, you can see what their greatness will be, is what the Gemara says. So in other words, even when the Tzemach Tzedek was a young child, already you could see the wisdom that was contained in his question. Ba'oid nukud bazen, another point. The explanation, the answer that the Alter Rebbe gave to the Tzemach Tzedek when he was still a child, from this we understand that these are lessons which can be understood by everyone, applied to everyone, because the Tzemach Tzedek was yet a child. If the Tzemach Tzedek had been already an adult on the level of the Tzemach Tzedek, therefore you could say that maybe it pertains only to people of that stature, but since it was told to him when he was a child, therefore it has meaning to everyone and applies to everyone, even those who are still on the level of a child in their service of Hashem. Gimel, Bashkofer Rishayna, at first glance, Yeshnam Kama Pratim Biltu Mavana Betechon Abahem Shechasipur, when you hear the story, you read the story, there are certain details which need more explanation about what they mean. Number one, Biyurei Shel Admor HaZaken Ein Beilecheira Tshuba Maspika Lashay Lase Shel HaTzemach Tzedek. The answer that the Alter Rebbe gave doesn't seem to answer, at least not fully, the question of the Tzemach Tzedek. Darei Shai Lase Haisa, what was the question of the Tzemach Tzedek? Eich Yitochen Shem Mufchar Shnois Chayav, how is it possible that the best years of the life of Yaakov, hey, na yudzayin shana shugor b'mitzrayim, should be those 17 years that he lived in Mitzrayim. Ve'iluma anosa sholag admor hazaken hoisa, what was the answer of the Alter Rebbe? Sho'al yidei limadat Torah efshel lagia gam b'mitzrayim l'pchinas v'chi, that through the study of Torah you can reach a state of life even in Mitzrayim. But that doesn't answer why the best years of Yaakov's life were in Mitzrayim. It only answers that you can have good life in Mitzrayim too, but it doesn't answer why dafka the best lives were in Mitzrayim, the best years of the life were in Mitzrayim. Beis, another thing, another question. Kibin shat Tzemach Tzedek hoya oz begila sherak mimayri shames balaturim. Since the Tzemach Tzedek was then at a young age, that it was only from his teacher that he was able to, his teacher related the explanation of the balaturim. In other words, it wasn't something that the Tzemach Tzedek would be learning on his own. He wasn't yet on the level that he should be studying balaturim. So if so, lama hevi admor hazaken drashes razal al aposik lahedus lefanav geishna, why did the Alter Rebbe, when he was telling him the explanation of that posik lahedus lefanav geishna, he quoted it mimedrish muva bepirush rashi, that it's an explanation that's given in the medrish and it's also brought in rashi. That's quoting the Alter Rebbe. The lama pirush rashi atzma, why didn't he just simply quote rashi? That Rashi says that this is what the meaning is. In other words, it's more for a child, it's more, it would seem more appropriate that you tell him about Rashi, because a child is not yet on the level. Rashi is for Ben Chamesh Lemikra. Medrash might be something which is already beyond a young child. So why did Alter Rebbe Dafke quote it from the Medrash as brought in Rashi, and not simply that Rashi says it? And therefore we must say Sha'av Shamuva Bapirish Rashin Gam Kimitaratsa Shaila, that even though what's brought in Rashi also answers the question Shulachin Huska Bamina Bapirish Rashi, and therefore the Alter Rebbe also said that it brought in Rashi, Bakhose Yitaisubaza Al Yidei Haisafishabamedr, still somehow by relating to the Tzemach Tzedek that this was something from the Medrash, it would bring another nuance to the answer that wouldn't otherwise be there if it was simply quoting Rashi. Gimel, the Pirush Rashi Muva Maimer Azal Anal, In Rashi, that Chazal is brought, and he says, "L'sakin loy beis Talmud, shem teitzei hayra." That's how Rashi says it, that he sent them to establish a yeshiva from which would come hayra, teaching. But Medrash Moisev al Zed, the Medrash, however, has more than that, and it says there, "Sheyu ashvatim haygim b'teira," that the shvatim, the sons of Yaakov, will be studying diligently in Teira. Since the Alter Rebbe was trying to explain why Yaakov's best years were in Mitzrayim, why did the Alter Rebbe add that which the Medrash says, which Rashi doesn't say, that the Shvatim would study diligently in the yeshiva? What does that have to do with Yaakov? That's the Shvatim learning Torah. And he's trying to answer how Yaakov's best years were in Mitzrayim. So why did the Alter Rebbe choose to add that which the Medrash says, which Rashi doesn't say, in order to answer how Yaakov had his best years in Mitzrayim? Talit, v'yuvam behektim teises bir v'shal satzamach tzedek. So this can be understood by first explaining a little better what was the question, elaborating on the question of the Tzemach Tzedek. Because l'chayre ein l'tmoya al etzem adover, it would seem that the idea that Yaakov could ashemifchash noisev shol Yaakov hoyu davka yud zayim shonim achreinu sholoi shohoyu b'yachdem Yosef, that fact that Yaakov's 17 best years of his life were the 17 last years of his life when he was together with Yosef again, that isn't such a strange thing. That's not something extra, out of the ordinary that begs the question. Because we understand that what is the greatest joy to Yaakov, the outstanding even of the Ovis, because when he came to Mitzrayim and he saw that Yosef was still behaving like the son of Yaakov, in other words, Oymid b'tzidkosa, he still retained his status as a tzaddik. V'gam la'achayim motzei zman oruch beretz Mitzrayim, even after spending so much time away and isolated from everything else, from all the other tzaddikim, still he retained his status as a tzaddik. So that must have been the greatest joy that Yaakov could have. So therefore, it's quite understood why Yaakov's 17 best years would be those years in which he was enjoying that nachas. The Zega Muva Medivri Rashi Bebir Sifra Kosov, and this also actually is understood from the way Rashi explains it. La'achash in his basa Yaakov, that Rashi says that after Yaakov was told ki oid Yosef chai, that Yosef is still alive, and he had trouble believing it. It was difficult to believe that Yosef is still alive. Ad ki vayaras ha'agolus, until he saw the carriages that Yosef had sent him, then vatchi ruach Yaakov abim, then his spirit came to life. So Rashi explains that why is it only after he saw the carriages that he had sent? Why is it that only after Yaakov saw the carriages, only then did his spirit come to light? Because Yosef was sending these agolos as a message, as a simon, as a hint to what he was busy learning at that time. The Parshas Egla Rufa, that they were studying the parsha of Egla Rufa. The word agola is for a cart, and the agola for a calf is a similar word in Hebrew. Zeh shenema vayaras agolos sholich Yosef, because when Yaakov and Yosef had been the last thing that they had been learning together before he sent them off to look for his brothers was the parsha Egla Rufa. So therefore, 22 years later, Yosef sent him the agolos to send him a hint that this was what we were learning when I left you. So when he saw that, he knew that it was Yosef was alive. He knew that this was indeed Yosef. So that's the simple pshat. But a little deeper, it means that the main simcha, when did Yaakov have true joy from Yosef still being alive, Yosef Aimed B'matzav Ruchni Naila, that Yosef still retains his spiritual status, the Teirase and his study of Teirah, V'tzidkosei Imek Ekedem, and that his righteousness still continues. So in other words, when he saw the allusion to the study of Teirah, he knew that Yosef was still the same Yosef, and therefore that's when Tchi Ruach Yaakov Aviyah. And this is also what Yaakov said to Yosef when he arrived in Mitzrayim. After I see your face, that you are still alive. So the question is, only by seeing his face? What does he mean, I see your face, and therefore I know you're alive? Why didn't he simply say, after I see you, and you're alive? Why his face? What he meant by that was, I see your face, meaning I see your righteousness. The I see that you're spiritually alive. That's what Yaakov saw in his face of Yosef. And that was the true reason for his joy. In other words, after I see your face, meaning that you are still the same Yosef, then therefore he had great joy. So from this we understand that this joy that Yaakov had when he saw Yosef was a very elevated level of simcha, and it was dafke in Mitzrayim that he experienced this great joy. Why? Seeing the light within the darkness. In other words, the fact that Yosef, while he was living in darkness, was still able to maintain this light, that was a true joy to Yaakov. And since this is something which cannot be understood, so then what's the question of a Tzemach Tzedek? Why is it so difficult to understand that Yaakov would have such great joy, he would have the best years of his life experiencing this great and therefore why did Alter Rebbe have to dwell and elaborate on such an answer? So the question is, what was the Tzemach Tzedek asking? So the explanation is Mitzrayim hu maloshim mitzorim ugvulim. Of course Mitzrayim means limitations. Eretz she'einu nesenes makim legili elukuzi yisbarach hagolub habilti balgvul. It's a place which is limited, meaning to say it doesn't allow for the revelation of Hashem, the infinite aspect of Hashem. But even more so, he erves ha'aretz. Not only does it not allow the infinite, unlimited revelation of Hashem, but it's even lower than that. It is the worst of all the lands. Makom ha'chet, the place of sin, va'klipas, and klipa ha'malimim astirim kol inyan eliki b'chlal, that conceal any type of elikus, any kind of elikus, not only the infinite. That's Mitzrayim. Tachlis avodas ha'adam, what is the ultimate purpose of a person's life? Lotzeis mimitzadim igbulum elu, to be able to escape these limitations, to transcend these limitations. Hayna sheyurgash etzle gili oir eliki abilti b'gvul, to be able to bring yourself to a place where you can experience an infinite aspect of Hashem, through which you will be lifted up to be able to serve Hashem in an infinite way. And this was the meaning of the question of the Tzemach Tzedek to the Alter Rebbe. While it may be true that it's Dafke in the 17 last years of his life, that's when Yaakov was able to reach this kind of joy and pleasure, spiritual joy, on such an elevated level, as we said before, Shlegia Ela Ad Oz, that he was not able to reach till then. But on the other hand, going down to Mitzrayim, which is a place of limitation, and not only limitation, but the Erves Ha'aretz, but it's the lowest kind of limitation. this must cause some sort of a concealment, or at least some limitation, in the ultimate type of Aveda that Yaakov is able to reach. Lotzis legamri magbolos ha'olam, to be able to escape all the limitations of the world. Kiim hargoshes elokusi yisbarach shalom ma'ilim nateva, and to be able to sense the Eibishter's presence, which transcends nature. So certainly that is not possible fully in Mitzrayim. So how can we say that the best years of his life were Dafke in Mitzrayim, where you cannot reach this kind of unlimited, unbridled connection to Hashem? Especially when you compare them to the life that he spent in Eretz Yisrael, a place which is even fitting for an Eilat Mima, as Yitzchak was referred to as an Eilat Mima, and therefore could not leave the Eretz Yisrael, because an Eilat Mima has to be only in the greatest Kedusha possible. So Eretz Yisrael is a place which supports an Eilat Mima, Kedush Kadoshim, the holiest of the holy. So how could you compare that to the life of Mitzrayim? So to this came the answer of Alter Rebbe Sheyakov, Hiskin Loi Beis Talmud B'Mitzrayim, that Yaakov established a place of learning in Mitzrayim, Vayidea Torah, and it's through Torah, Hinegam b'Mitzrayim hoya matzah b'epen shol v'echiga lept. Therefore, even in Mitzrayim, it was a situation of life. Vayidea Limud Torah, which was reached through Limud Torah magbias adam aloymed, that can elevate and lift up the person that is learning it, l'mayla mekol medidus v'agbolis, to be able to escape any limitation, and therefore even in Mitzrayim you can rise above l'b'chinas v'ichi chayim amitim, to the life of to true life, to the level of v'ichi through Torah. Batam, and the reason why ha'Torah mashreshes b'atzmusi yisbarach, because the Torah is rooted in the essence of Hashem. V'lachen k'shem sh'atzmusi yisbarach hu l'maylo m'kol ha'ktsov is l'maylo m'ata. Therefore, just as atzmus of Hashem transcends any directions and so on, up, down, there is no up or down there. Al derech zeh b'Torah is a similar way, is also in Torah. Shegam b'ham shechasa l'mata, that even when Torah comes down into this world, b'chol madrega shelo, in every single level, you know, of the world, even to the lowest levels, gam kishenosa v'yarda, even when it travels and it goes down, atchin eslap shebedvarim gashmim, until it even becomes integrated into physical material things, and matters of this physical world, it still retains its essence of the infinite. And because Torah is connected to the Atzmus, which is totally infinite, and therefore through the learning and attaching yourself to Torah, that when you learn Torah, you become one with the Torah in the most incredible way, as the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, Lias, mamish, to be one and connected, literally, from every direction, from every side and every angle, to be able to lift up the person out of any limitation of the world. Even to be able to remove any limitation and concealments presented by Mitzrayim. And therefore, and since he sent Yehuda before him, Yaakov sent him before him, to establish a yeshiva where there would be the study of Torah. Therefore, there was no descent in his Aveda when he came to Mitzrayim. Because he was attached to the Torah, therefore, he wasn't limited by those limitations that Mitzrayim presents. And therefore, it's possible that the best years, Yiyu Gam Kishakor Be'ez Mitzrayim, should be when he lives in Mitzrayim. Ulevair, but to explain Eich Dafke Shonim Elu Hei Mifchash Noisav. But that still doesn't explain why these are the best years. That only explains why he shouldn't have this, gone down a level when he came to Mitzrayim. But why is it still the best years of his Avodah? Muvaz, Drosh Razal. For that, he brings the what our sages tell us, Allah Pasuk Lohez Lefon of Geishna, on the Pasuk to go before him to Geishin, Mimedrish in my Safa, he brings a dafke from the Medrish, and those words that the Medrish adds to the words of Rashi, or at least, of course, the Medrish came before Rashi, but the Medrish contains words which Rashi doesn't quote from the Medrish, and therefore he quotes it from the Medrish, which has more than what Rashi quoted, that he adds, v'sheyiu ha-shvatim ha-igim ha-teira, that the shvatim should study Torah, as he mentioned before. Pabir. So what is the meaning of that? Ba'oisei ha-posik va'inyin sheshol ha-tzemach tzedek v'yoisei yeled, in that posik, that the tzemach tzedek was asking when he was that the child, bir begadlusay, the tzemach tzedek, on that pasuk in which he was questioning when he was a child, he gave an explanation when he was an adult. On the same pasuk, "Vachi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shuba Esrei Shana," he says, he quotes the pasuk, Yaakov lived in Eretz Mitzrayim the 17 years, Shva, and he says, "Shva Esrei Kemisper Toiv." The number 17 is the numerical value of Toiv. The Hainu Al Yedei Sheva Shva Esrei the Mitzrayim. In other words, that through the 17 years that he lived in Mitzrayim, Zocha Lebchinas Vaychi, he was Zeichet to reach the level of Vaychi, Lirois Toiv, to be able to see true good. Ki Yisran Ha'oir Nimshach Min HaChayshach, because a greater light comes from the darkness. Vahainu, in other words. That's the explanation of Tzemach Tzedek when he was an adult. In other words, by going down into to Mitzrayim, Zocha LeYisrael Noel was Zocha to a greater dimension of light, HaNimshach Min HaChayshach, which comes dafke from within the darkness. That's how the Tzemach Tzedek explains why dafke there were the 17 best years of his life. Zayin, v'hinei b'yisrin ha'or min ha'choshech, yesh beis pirushim. In this phrase, that there is a greater, there's more light from the darkness, can be interpreted in two ways. Number one, mokem ha'choshech mur al yedei ha'or, that when you have a place where darkness prevails, and then you illuminate it through light. And therefore the greater the darkness, you see the value of the light even more, because if it's only a semi-dark place and you'll illuminate it, so that's nice, it's lighter than it was before. But if it's a totally dark place and you bring light, so then you appreciate the light even more. And when you have a place that is truly, truly dark, and the light reaches even that deep darkness, so you appreciate the greatness of this light, that it's so bright that it can reach even to the furthest reaches of the darkness. That's one way that you can explain Yisra Na'ur Min HaChoshech, that the more darkness there is, the more you appreciate the greatness of the light. Base, another way of explaining this phrase is Achoshech Atzmai Mur V'Nepach L'Oir, that the darkness itself is transformed into light. And therefore, because the light brought transformed darkness into light, therefore it brings an added dimension to the light. Shenimshach Ba'Oir Bechina Nidlus Yaser, that the light now gains a higher level. She'ena Ba'Oir Mitzad Atzma, that the oir, the light, wouldn't have had on its own had it not transformed the darkness into light. And the difference between these two explanations, lefi biura alef, according to the first explanation, on these words, according to that explanation, the light itself doesn't have to recognize the darkness. It just is there where there is darkness, but the darkness does not touch the light. The mikiven shehu oir bilti mugbal, because the light is infinite, ubemele meir b'chol makim, and therefore it's able to reach anywhere, wherever there is, wherever it can go anywhere, gam b'makom achoshech, even to the place of darkness. Harei shemal chatchila yefshel tarik klape ha'oir metziyah shel choshech. Therefore, the light doesn't necessarily acknowledge the darkness. It doesn't sense the darkness. It doesn't feel the darkness. It's not affected by the darkness. It's just a powerful light, and it doesn't care where it goes. It has the ability to reach everywhere, so it reaches the place of light. It even reaches the place of darkness without even knowing and being affected by the darkness that it has illuminated, by the dark place that it has illuminated. So therefore, what does it mean that there is a greater appreciation of light from darkness? It only means that the place where this light reached was originally a dark place. Now it is a light place. It would have been a dark place had there not been light. And therefore, the person observing the original dark place, and now that the light arrived, shehu begeder oir v'choshech, the person who understands the difference between light and darkness and is affected by the darkness, now that the light has arrived, the person, the observer, understands the yisra in ha'oir min ha'choshech, can understand and appreciate the light more because of the darkness that was there before. But when we talk about the second explanation, that the greatness of the oir in this way, in this explanation, comes from the darkness. In other words, because he transformed the darkness, and therefore the oir gained a new dimension of light, a deeper dimension of light. That must mean that the light itself experienced the darkness and dealt with the darkness and transformed the darkness, and therefore, because of that, has been transformed as well. The oir itself was transformed as a result of it. The tzarach oir lahapchay, and therefore the oir has to transform the darkness. Vayideze gam bayisrin oir, and therefore was also transformed. The light was transformed through to a deeper oir, to a greater level of oir, because of its dealing and transforming the darkness. So based on this, in our case, when talking about the pasuk that Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim, that the Tzemach Tzedek explains that because Yaakov went to Mitzrayim, he merited this new dimension of Vaychi, which comes dafke from within the darkness. He wasn't saying that when Yaakov was living in Mitzrayim, so the brightness of Yaakov, of the holiness of Yaakov, in a dark place like Mitzrayim, others were able to appreciate Yaakov's special kedusha even more than when he was surrounded by the light and kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That's not what he was saying. Because even when they were in Mitzrayim, even in Mitzrayim, Yaakov's light was so bright. So therefore, what it does say is that it was Yaakov was able to reach a new level of vaychi because he, from within the darkness, in other words, that he gained from the darkness. So in other words, he did grapple with the darkness. He did transform the darkness. And that's what the Tzemach Tzedek is saying. In other words, he's talking about the second explanation of the meaning of Yisra Na'er Haba Minachayshach. Ches. So based on this, we can say that the Alter Rebbe wanted to dafka quote from the Medrash v'sheyiyu hashvatim haigim b'teira. He added that. In other words, he quoted from the Medrash, which also has that line. Bechtele rame is lebiur ze, in order to allude to this explanation that the Tzemach Tzedek eventually said, the Yisr Na'ir Hanimshach Min HaChayshach, referring to this idea that there is a greater degree of light which comes from within the darkness. He didn't say it outright, but he alluded to it. The Hine, how is that alluded to from the words V'sheyu Ashvatim Haigim B'Teira? The Hine Ha'avas Heim B'chinas Atzilus. The Avas were in the level of Atzilus. They functioned within the world of Atzilus. V'Ashvatim, the Shvatim, however, Meloshen Hamshacha K'moi K'eicha D'Shavit. The Shvatim can also be, the word Shavit can also be used in terms of drawing down, drawing else, you know, going from one place to another. As we see that the word for shooting star is Keichva de Shavit, which means a star which shoots, goes from one place to the other. So we see that the word Shavit also means to go from one place to the other, Hamshacha. So they were Nimshach, lower than the Avos. So they functioned in the world of Biyah, in the worlds of Biyah. And therefore, in regards to Yaakov himself, Lagabi Madrigosim Madregas Atzilus, as far as his level, which is the level of Atzilus, Haina Ba'era Bilti Mugbol, which means that he lived in the place of infinite light. Ein Shum Metzias Ba'Chesha, there is no real existence of darkness. In Atzilus, there is no darkness. V'Helam Shum Mitzrayim, there is no darkness and concealment of Mitzrayim. When you're living in Atzilus, there is no Mitzrayim, there is no darkness. And therefore the Alter Rebbe, but since he wants to show how Yaakov gained from the darkness, if he doesn't recognize the darkness, then what kind of a gain is it? So therefore the Alter Rebbe brought to the Medrashe to Heisham Teire, that there should be Teire v'shiyu ha-shvatim ha-igim ha-teire, that the Shvatim should also be studying diligently in Torah, since the Shvatim represent Bri Yetzira Asiya, Almin the Pruda, the worlds in which there is separation and this, you know, darkness, Umakim Hachayshach, and a place of darkness. So therefore, through the Shvatim learning Torah in Mitzrayim, Paulu Lahayir Es Hachayshach Kufa. They, through their learning, because they were connected to the darkness, they have a shaychus to the darkness, so they were able to transform the darkness through their learning. Shuvachinus mitzias lagabeyim, that which the darkness did have meaning to them. Vayidei shehavchus achayshech l'oir, and by them transforming this darkness to light. Nimshach lahem yisrael b'menachayshech atzmai kanal. Therefore, there was a gain from the darkness itself. And even though, as we just said, since Yaakov has no real connection to darkness, therefore he is unable to gain anything from transforming darkness. So how did he gain from the Yisr Na'ir B'Menachayshach? Ki l'gabei lo yehoye chayshach m'lachilu, because as we said, he did not have any darkness to begin with. Avalei yedei zeh, still, through this, since he established the yeshiva that the Shraf Taira Vashah, Yideza Yo Shadow Megamatira, and therefore the Shvatim will be able to study Taira, Paul Shagam Hu Zochal Bachinus Vaichi, therefore through this he was able to also have the merit of having that level of life, the Inyan of Yisra Urba Manachesh, the light which comes from within the darkness. How? As we know that when we do Aveda down here in these worlds, we are miyachid yichudim in Atzilus. We are accomplishing things that Atzilus also gains from it. So we see that even though when a yid does his Aveda in these worlds, somehow Atzilus is also transformed through it. So therefore Yaakov, even though he was living in Atzilus, but because he brought about the yeshiva in which there would be the learning which would transform the darkness of Mitzrayim into light, so therefore he also was transformed through it in this way. tes. Al pi ze gam yuvan atam, mashadmur zogan leyom abir ze befeirish. This also explains why the Alter Rebbe didn't spell out this whole idea. He only b'moshlamuvan megillat tzemach tzedek in a way that the tzemach tzedek could have understood it at that age that he was at that time. Ki im beremes, all he did was allude to it, saying a word, shvatim, which brings out the biyah rather than atzilus, and therefore that's how Yaakov had vaychi, b'yisuna'er. These are all words that takes the Rebbe to teach it to us. So why did the Alter Rebbe not say it outright? Say that avodas adam tzarech liyos ba'ofen yosher. The reason is because what is the normal avoda that a person needs to have on a day-to-day basis? That is to be on the straight path. Sur meira. A person has to remove himself from any evil, choshech, darkness. Ba'asei, and what he has to do, avoda ba'ofen ubedavishu metachatchila olu lemuch sheliyos toif. The avoda, the thing that a person has to be active with, involved with, is dafke toiv, something that has the ability to be toiv. Va'av shal yedei avodas ha'odom ba'eifen shal nisyonis. And even though it's true that when a person deals with nisyonis, which means dealing with negative things, kishiyesh lemeniyaz v'ikuvin, which means that when a person has certain things which interfere with his kiyum ha-Torah mitzvahs, whom is gabar aleihem, and then he is able to deal with them and he transcends those nisyonos and so on, the oimed v'nisoyin, and withstands the test, whom is salal adarga gavaya kazu, he is elevated to a higher level, shaluli ha-nisoyin lo yayim agiya le, to a level which without the nisoyin he wouldn't have been able to reach. So in other words, and even more so matzina ba'avedas ha-tshuva, we find in tshuva in the avedas tshal yedeim el yod ha'ideze mahapach z'dainois of lezachias, that when a person does tshuva he takes even negative experiences averis and he's able to transform them and elevate them into positive, into mitzvahs. So therefore there is even a greater yisr na'er min ha-cheshech, because the darkness itself is transformed to light, as the second explanation of yisr na'er min ha-cheshech. So therefore the Rebbe said that the seder avoda should be that sur me'ra, that you stay away from ra and you do only things which are toiv. But you can reach a higher level through nisyonos, and even more so through tshuva, which means to transform something, an actual aveda, into a positive. Harei kol zehu rak b'diyevet. But all that kind of aveda is only if it happens, so then you have to deal with it. Kishehuva l'makim sakana ruchnis. When a person was brought, not through his own initiative, because a person has to stay away from that, but he was brought by Hashem's divine providence to a place of spiritual danger. In other words, he was presented with a nisayon, and he was able to withstand that nisayon. Through that kind of avodah, he's taka elevated to a higher level. And in a similar way, a person that actually did sin, in other words, he didn't withstand the test, but he did actually sin, Rachman al Tzlan, God forbid, by doing the proper tshuvah, until his mitzvahs become, his avedas become mitzvahs, so then he taka reaches a higher level, about which a Chazal says that in the place of where Baal Tshuva stands, Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Yochelum Lamed Sham, even a Tzadik Gomer cannot be there. So it's taka true that a person can reach a higher level through an Nisayon and even higher through Tshuva. Aval Al Yamed Odom B'Makom Sakana, but a person is not allowed to place himself in a place of danger. Also Lamed Es Hatzim L'Chadchil B'Matzil Shunis Yainis. And a person is not allowed to place himself in a situation in which he will be presented with challenges. And in a place where he might be led to sin. Needless to say that a person is not allowed to actually commit a sin in order to be able to do tshuva and reach a higher level. Not only are you not allowed to do it, but we even say in the davening every day, that we pray that Hashem shouldn't lead us into an asayin. Never mind that we should put ourselves in an asayin. We even ask Hashem not to put us into a place in asayin. Shagamu mailalo yaviu lizeh. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe didn't feel that it was the right thing to explain to a child, which is still in the middle of his education, to explain to a young child like that, that there is a quality, there is something to be reached through dealing with the darkness, transforming darkness. Because to a child you can't speak that way. To a child you have to explain more, you have to entrench, and you have to explain well the inyan of staying away from ra. And therefore the Alter Rebbe did not spell this out to the Tzemach Tzedek, this whole explanation about Yisr and Eira Habam and Acheshach, but he alluded to it. But then the Tzemach Tzedek explained it later in life. The Tzemach Tzedek explained this idea of going to Mitzrayim and through this transforming the darkness, that you can reach a higher level of Oyer from the darkness. What is the lesson in Avedas Hashem from this story? Even though Yaakov, when he arrived in Mitzrayim, had this great simcha and this great joy that Yosef and his family were still conducting themselves in the proper way. Even so, the Tzemach Tzedek still wondered, how is it possible that these years spent in the limitations of Mitzrayim should be the best years of Yaakov? Since his question was that since the tachlis, the purpose of Avedas Hashem is to get out of Mitzarim Agvulim, not to go into them, Yivrach b'chipasim take him as Mitzrayim. You have to run away from Mitzrayim, not to go there, and that should be your best years that you spend. Le'idach gisa, on the other hand, be'im kvar nimtzo b'meitzer agvul ve'en yochel abreich misham. If a person already is within a limitation and he's not able to get out of it, so his first choice should have been to leave Mitzrayim. All right, if he can't leave, so you can't leave, so you're stuck there. So then the avoda should be shesham yiyim mivchash naisav. That should be his best years. Sorry, the Rebbe does not mean this with a question mark, but he says fakert. On the other hand, even though that would be the initial thing, would be to leave Mitzarim Gevulim, not to be stuck in Mitzarim Gevulim, but if a person was placed into that situation, so then you have to figure out a way to make that into the best years. That's the lesson. The Seder Avodah Vayira Eich Lagia Lazeh, and the way to reach this Muvuorim B'Minus Ad Murazakin is explained in the Alter Rebbe's answer. But Pashtus Amayna Shaloi, on the simple level, his answer is of course the lesson to the people that they live on the straight path. Also, Hashem has created a person to live the righteous way, in other words, without going into nisyonis and so on. And also those that for whatever that the Eibishter's divine providence has made it their mission to be nimtzayim heim b'mitzarim agvulim d'olam hazeh, that they find themselves in the limitations of this world. Afilu be'im zeh mekemish ke'elu sheb'olam hazeh gufa heim b'pchinas erves ha'aretz. And even if certain people, even within the limitations of the world, they find themselves in the very deepest and lowest place of the world. Aleim ladas, they have to know. Shavedosam hi loy rak that their avoda is not only to stay away from what is bad and to make the best in removing yourself and protecting yourself from the evil around you, but rather what they also have to do is they have to take that tachtainim in which they ended up and transform that into a dira for the Eibishter. To bring the essence of Hashem, which is completely infinite, even where they find themselves in those great limitations of the worst places in the world, they have to do that too. And what is the way to accomplish this? That is HaTorah. That's through Torah. Shaydei limud Torah, through the study of Torah, shugilah chachmasa b'ritzoni yisbarech, shalomaylam agbalas v'shinuyim, by revealing the wisdom of the will and wisdom of Hashem, which is transcends any limitations and changes. Nitan lakeich l'salos me'alim etzorim agvulim kanal. This gives you the power to be able to rise above all these limitations in which you find yourself. V'loizel b'vat. And not only that, not only will these limitations not limit you and lower you, but to the contrary, that you can even reach the level of vaychi, gelept, true life, the Eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Mitzrayim. But this is for people that walk on the straight path. And so through their avodah limudat Torah, even if they find themselves surrounded by Mitzrayim, they're not affected by the limitations of Mitzrayim. But those people that are no longer on the straight and narrow path, the yosher path, they have already committed sins. And they already they went off the proper path. Rachman Litzlan. In other words, that they already allowed themselves to be under the control of the limitations of Mitzrayim. How are they going to be able to reach this elevated status of Aichi, true life? Bahira. That, so the original thing was the explanation that the Alter Rebbe spelled out, because that was spoken to the people that are B'derech Yosher. But how to deal with how does somebody who already committed a sin and so on, how does he deal with it? That Alter Rebbe alluded to. Ein l'siyash chas v'sholem. A person should not give up hope, chas v'sholem, ki al yidei avedus ha-tshuva, because through tshuva shia yigia va'avedah v'makom ha-chedush ha-gufa, which means the efforts and the work that a person does while in the dark place, under the influence of sin. Harei loizu b'lvad sh'ayidei zu yoytzel v'makom ha-chedush, not only does it bring him out of this dark place, but it even has the ability to take more light out of the darkness, from within the darkness. But if nachinayle, and the highest level, as he said before, and since the true level of highest oir comes dafke from the darkness itself. Perhaps a person would make the mistake, a person that is traveling the straight and narrow, he doesn't commit sins, and he might say, since the real oir is to be found in the darkness, maybe I should dabble in the darkness in order to get some of that light. That's why the Alter Rebbe only alluded to this higher level of light, And he didn't spell it out clearly. This teaches us that this is not something that is for everybody. In other words, this is not something that you're meant to go to. As we know that if somebody says that I will commit a sin in order to be able to do tshuva, that's the chassidish pshat. The simple meaning of it is I will commit a sin and then I'll do tshuva. But the chassidish pshat is that I will commit a sin so that I can do tshuva and reach a higher level, because you can only reach yisna'ir mitaycha chayshach. Ein maspikin biyadi lasis tshuva. The response to this is that that person will not be given the opportunity to do tshuva. Shunayful gamim adrega akademis, and he will fall also from the status that you already have, the level that you already have. You go down, descend into a sin, and you don't get the opportunity to rise above it. And that's what Alter Rebbe meant by only alluding to this type of avodah, because it's not really meant, you're not meant to go there. Only if you happen to be there, chas v'sholem, then there is a way to get out. The im yitin atoyin, and if a person will say, lama yigora chelkei, why should you not have the opportunity that a balaveira has to be able to transform darkness? That he's not able to reach the deepest light because he's not in the place of darkness. Because he serves Hashem in an upright way. The answer to this question is also alluded to in the Alter Rebbe's answer. As we explained before, as we said, that Yaakov, who lives in Atzilus, so therefore he on his own did not have the ability to touch the darkness and therefore transform the darkness and gain from that level of light. And even though he himself had no shaychus to it, in other words, he was going ba'efen ayosher. Al yidei yisaskus shalei shiyu ha-shvatim ha-egim b'teire, because he was the one that motivated the shvatim to be studying teire, he gie gam hula b'chinus v'chi Yaakov b'tachos ha-ilui. That's why he himself also reached v'chi, even though he himself did not really experience the darkness. He still got to experience Yisra'er Menachei Shechatzmai. What does that have to do with us? Al Daro Zev Avedis Kol Echad V'Echad. The same can be true for the Avod of every Yid. Al Yidei Hayisaskus Im Elu Arachaykim. Because when a Yid gets involved with those people that are distant from Hashem, Adayin Hashem Eteirasei, they are still distant from Hashem in the Torah, L'karva M'la'asaisam Balei Tshuva, that he brings them back and he makes them into a Baal Tshuva. Hina yedei shepoel ba'azulas ilu da tshuva, by affecting others that they should reach Tshuva, yesh lechele b'yisun ha'oyer shol chaberoi, he also, just like Yaakov, had a share in the Avodah of the Shvatim, who dealt with the darkness and transformed it. So every Yid, when he works with people who are not yet Baal Tshuva, and he makes them into Baal Tshuva, he also benefits from the yisun ha'oyer min ha'cheshech that they have. Al yedei kol ze mekarvim bias haMashiach, the osala sovet tzadikai b'tuyufta. Through this, we bring closer the coming of Mashiach, about which whom it says that he will bring the tzadikim back to tshuva. In other words, even tzadikim will have the maila of tshuva.